This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. 12 years ago, downtown Greeley made Colorado Preservation Inc.'s list of endangered places. The group cited urban growth on the city's west side, which pulled a number of businesses and people away from downtown, leaving behind vacant buildings and a deserted feel. But today, after more than a decade of efforts, Greeley's downtown is officially being removed from that list. I'm talking today with Betsy Kellums, the city's historic preservation specialist, and Bob Toynton, chairman of Greeley's Downtown Development Authority and a longtime resident. Welcome to you both. Betsy, let me start with you. Greeley celebrates coming off the endangered places list this evening. What would you say were the main driving forces behind the revitalization?
Well, there's several things that I would say, one of which is the fact that downtown Greeley was designated as a historic district on the Greeley Historic Register in 2002. And actually, Bob was one of the driving forces behind that. His support of it really, I think, helped calm a lot of other people's fears. Because when people hear about historic designation or a historic district, they think, oh, we're going to not be able to do anything to our building, or, you know, and then there's the people who realize there's a lot of benefits to it. That was a really major factor, and then that allowed for a lot of rehabilitation projects that probably would have happened eventually anyway, but it, because of the designation, there was the opportunity for people to take advantage of financial incentives like tax credits, and also that the Historic Preservation Commission would review the projects and therefore influence them so that they would be done appropriately.
Okay, so guidance with building rehabs and financial incentives certainly helped. And Bob, as chair of the DDA, it sounds like you were instrumental in getting this historic district designation for downtown. How would you characterize what's happened since the endangered listing?
If you look back over 10 years, lots have changed. The Crest being one good example of that. The remodeling of the Shaw Building, remodeling of the Crest Building, the Dinner Theater Building, the addition of things like Patrick's Pub, and there's some shops over on 9th Avenue that have all really appeared, probably most of those that I named, in the last 5 years.
Okay, well, you mentioned the Crest. That's a beautifully restored building that's now an independent cinema and lounge. And I think many people consider it a cornerstone of revitalized downtown. And it's where this evening's celebration of the 10th anniversary of the Downtown Greeley Historic District is to be held. So, Betsy, what all's going on at the Crest tonight?
Well, Rachel Paris, who is the Endangered Places Coordinator from Colorado Preservation, Inc., is going to give a brief presentation about the endangered places list, the significance of Greeley downtown and how, and about the removal of it from the list. And then I'll be talking about the historic district. Bob's going to be talking about saving historic downtown and hit projects he's been involved with. Julia Richard, the president of Historic Greeley Inc., is going to talk briefly about Historic Greeley Inc.'s role in downtown preservation, particularly their role, I think, in the historic district.
Well, just really briefly, you know, a celebration like this, obviously looking at the past and how things have changed. What's in the works for the future of downtown Greeley?
I would say downtown today is more active and viable than it's been in 30 years. You know, 25 years from now, somebody is going to have to be working on trying to maintain and increase the vitality of downtown, or it'll slip backwards. It's just the way it works.
That was Bob Toynton, chairman of the Greeley Downtown Development Authority, and Betsy Kellums, the city's historic preservation specialist. They'll join others to celebrate downtown's removal from Colorado Preservation's endangered places list. Walking tours and a scavenger hunt start at 5 this evening, with presentations plus drinks and hors d'oeuvres at the Crest Cinema starting at 7.